Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bomb squad. Bomb squad. Bomb squad. Bomb squad. Bomb squad. What up, kid? Pharrell with you. Hey, it's good to have you back on the show. Let's start with some important things. Now, since I seen you last, I've been working on my guns. And I think I'm catching up to you.
Yeah, you are.
I'm catching up to you.
Yeah, you are.
It's getting close. You're
looking real nice. You've been, working out. How many times you work out a day?
7 days a week, son.
Come on with it.
It's clean, son, and crisp. So tell me how cool it was going back to when you got to talk to the Bama boys down in Tuscaloosa, and you got to rock the football team, and those kids' eyes must have lit up like Christmas when you got to do that. How badass was that?
Man, it's always a pleasure to be able to talk to those kids. You know, everyone needs some type of motivation and uplifting, you know. And what better person to have the heavyweight champion of the world, the baddest man on the planet, the hardest-hitting fighter in boxing history to come and talk to you, to lift you up. One thing about me, when I come in, people know that I'm real. I don't fake nothing. I don't do nothing for clout.
Straight up.
I'm a straight up person, you know, so you just never know what's going to come out my mouth.
What does Nick think of you? He has to dig you.
Oh, man, Nick loved me. You know, he support me.
You guys neighbors?
Nah, he live on the other side of the other.
On the lake.
And I live on the lake as well. But, you know, the lake is so big, you know.
You got a faster boat than it.
I don't know.
Hey, tell me about what you're going to do to this guy a second time around. Because the first time I was in Brooklyn, you hit him so hard, my jaw hurt.
Is it still hurting?
No, it's getting better. I'm looking good, though. I'm as pretty as a girl. Look at me. I mean, honestly, look at me.
I see you.
I got
you looking good. Yes, sir. You looking real
for
nice.
For an old fart, I look pretty clean.
You look real nice.
What are you going to do to him this time? Because he rocked you. You said he buzzed you. But you had to finish the deal later. And it was nasty, that big punch.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, this time around, I'm looking to be even more stronger, even more dramatic knockout this time.
More violent.
More violent. I feel great this time. You know, the first time around, you know, I had the flu, you know. I don't make excuses after the fight, but yeah, now, you know,
still won.
It's over. I still won.
That's all that matters.
I got it done, and that's all that matters. This time around, I think it's going to be a different feel of him. He felt my power when I was weak. But when I feel great, it's a different set of power.
What's the deal with the future business-wise? You have so much lined up. You don't even have time for Santa Claus.
I am
Fury, everything else. You are Santa Claus.
Yeah. So I'm giving all these guys gifts, and that's knockouts.
I mean, you're so busy. You're so busy. Everybody gets a knockout and some cookies and milk, and then they get to go to sleep. Like, when you knocked out Fury in the 12th, I was there in Lipstick City at Staples. It was a great event. I cannot believe that dude woke up from that coma and finish that fight. That had to be something like God or Satan. I don't know what did that.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, he went and saw the Shawman or something like that. And,
believe that.
And he really had angels around him that point in time in the fight, and which what made a great fight, you know, to see him lift up like that. You know, I was in shock as well. You know, only the spiritual realm could tell you how that happened.
I think the second time I think you'll kill him.
Second time around, it's going to be bad.
You're getting about sick and tired of his mouth.
I'm
sick and tired of it. He's now wrestling. He's going to do MMA. Like, bro, I need to see you beat his ass.
Most definitely. We're going to lay him down, and this time he's not going to give up. Get up. You know, and a lot of that had to take part with the referee as well, too. I think the referee took that away from me, talking about he went off with the spirit of boxing and not the rules. What do you mean, the spirit?
Ortiz, they told me that he's, like, trimmer and cut some weight since you fought him the last time in Brooklyn. Are you seeing that, hearing that? Is he thinner? Is he in better shape this time around? Because he better be.
I mean, I seen some pictures. He got a couple of abs going on.
He don't look as good as me, though.
Nah, he ain't looking as good as you. And that's why he's in trouble.
Listen, those shades are so ripe. Honestly, those may be the greatest shades I've ever seen in my life. How many diamonds are in those glasses? Those are the coolest things ever. Now, listen, mine are cool. I'm pimping the Ray-Bans, but I got no diamonds. But I can't see anything without them on. I just want to let you know I can't read. I can't even read the menu unless I got them.
You're so crazy.
You look good.
You likewise, you know. know.
One last question. Tua, that poor kid broke his hip. Can the Tide get it done anyway without him, with your boy Mac Jones? You think they can still ride it out, get in the playoff, and get it done?
I think they can, and they're just going to have to find some strength within the team. That's why it's a team. You know, one player doesn't make a team, and they're just going to have to find the strength within the team to come together and say, you know what, our quarterback is out. Now we got to do the best that we can do, and that's all they can do.
You like the boxing business right now in a heavy division? You think it's better than ever? Do you like where the division is right now? You think it's love and life?
Man, I love where I am. You know what I mean?
On top.
Champion, on the top.
With all the stacks.
With all the stacks, you know, taking all the
bands will make her dance. 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 Okay. Hey, all right, champ. I love you. It's good to see you, brother,
too,
my
baby.
Man. Get it done.
Blessings, blessings.
Get it done Saturday. Yes, God bless you, brother. There he is, the Bronze Bomber. Bomb squad. That's what I'm talking about, baby. You got to love that. Ferona Bench on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.